This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, we just had a story about, like, one of the world's greatest dads. We're joined by one of them right now, Ty Bollinger, my friend. And this guy was walked his kid, his little girl to school the first day, kindergarten, right? And had a picture and came across it just as his daughter was graduating high school and decided, I'm going to walk you home from that school, the last day of school, and took a picture side by side and went viral. This is why you're even a better dad than that dad. All right, Ty, you ready? Because your kids are homeschooled, you don't have to walk them very far.
I don't have to walk them very far. But, you know, excuse the noise. If there's a lot of noise, we're at an Asian restaurant. I'm with Tabitha and Charity, and we're eating. We're going to eat some sushi. And Tabitha and Charity and I just went and played miniature golf this afternoon. Charlene and Brianna are traveling up to Pittsburgh, and Bryce is at baseball and or basketball today. So we're just hanging out. And Tabitha and Charity, I must tell you, they are the cutest little things. They both got their Texas Rangers baseball uniforms on and Texas Ranger baseball caps, and we're just having a blast.
You sent me some pictures. They melted my heart. So give them my love. Give them a big hug from RSB. And they're helping us spread the message of healing and love, and that the power to heal is theirs too.
Definitely. Definitely. To Charity and Tabitha, say hi to the crowd and say hi to RSB. Just say
hey, hear them in the distance.
Hi, everybody.
There they are. Awesome.
There they are.
See, that's why it strengthens my argument. World's greatest dad right here, Ty Bollinger, and having fun with the kids today. So thank you for being on board with us, even though. And, you know, I've got to mention this because a lot of people have been contacting me, Ty, about the truth about cancer. If it's called the Ultimate Life Symposium Part 2, I don't know what you've officially named it. But we've talked about the first weekend in October, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this year. And people are really nervous because they don't want to miss the announcement and lose out on going, because a lot of people want to go to this thing.
Yeah, you know, I think that within the next week or so, they're going to be up for sale, the tickets. It's called The Truth About Cancer 2017 Live is what we're calling it, Orlando Live. So, and I think what we decided to do is to brand it as The Truth About Cancer Live each year. And so this year's Orlando. Next year's probably going to be out west somewhere.
Okay.
So Truth About Cancer Live, and the tickets will go on sale within the next couple of weeks. We're getting so much interest, Robert, not only from people that want to attend, but from speakers. We have so many speakers that want to speak that we don't have spots for. So we've already got a list going for next year's event of speakers that we're going to be booking already for a year and a half out, because
there's
such an onslaught of speakers that want to speak at our event now. So
yeah,
it's going to be great. Of course, you'll be there. You're a mainstay with everything that we do, but got 40 other speakers.
Yeah, absolutely incredible, and it'll be in Orlando this year, folks. So if you thought about early October, a great time to be in Orlando. Take a little mini vacation and join us at The Truth About Cancer Live, Orlando 2017. Also, TMB and I and a few other good friends are going to be together again with Stephanie and Josh up in Detroit area for the Cancer Prevention Convention. Again, their second one, which is, it's a more intimate event, but it brought out a really enthusiastic crowd last year, and that was out in Ann Arbor. So this time it's going to be like on an island between Detroit and Canada.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was talking to Charlene about that. Do you remember the dates? Because I don't remember the dates. End of August?
I have them here. In fact, they are Sunday, one-day event, August the 27th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., so an all-day event. And, you know, if you link it in the show notes, you'll see as you scroll down where we go upcoming events, you'll see it there. And, again, there will be more things that are going to be added as well we'll let you know about. But these opportunities come few and far between. So if you ever have an opportunity to do it, jump on the opportunity. Don't let it pass you by, because these things are life-affirming and life-changing for the better.
Yeah, it's going to be great up in Ann Arbor as well. Stephanie and Josh put on a great first event last year, and I think this year it's going to be a little bit bigger, and we've got some other speakers coming up there. And, of course, you're going to be there, so, hey, that's all they got to tell me. RSB's going to be there. All right,
CFB's going to be there. I'm there. Let's go, buddy. All right, so let's dive into our first news story together. And this one's right up your alley, because, you know, so much money, we would argue, has been wasted in the cancer industry promoting a failed policy of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery and variations on that. Where we wouldn't argue necessarily that they, well, we might think that some of those things that are so barbaric could be banned and we'd be better off. The reality is we're liberty-minded enough to say, you know what, it's not our role to stop you by force. We will, you know, communicate to you these realities so you can make better informed decisions. But I think a lot of people are getting onto them. A lot of people watch The Truth About Cancer and saying, you know what, I don't think I want to donate my money to those same charities because we know where that money is wasted. So here's a headline. This is a mainstream news headline, and it says, publicly funded cancer trials extended American lives by 3 million years.
Wow. That's amazing. 3 million years. So my question is, number one, how'd they calculate the 3 million years? What were the numbers? And is it, okay, so we take, 3 million people that were on a trial, and did it extend their life 1 year each? Or did they take 300 million and it extended their life 3 days each? So how is that calculation performed?
It's a valid question.
So I don't know.
No, it's a valid question, and it might, maybe we eat some sushi over it and figure it out one day. But according to this Clinical Trials Network funded by the U.S. National Cancer Institute, NCI, they involve more than
the first problem.
Yeah, right there we see conflicts of interest. They involve, listen to this, more than 200,000 patient volunteers, okay? And these trials led to the approval of 14 new cancer drugs and more than 100 changes to cancer care standards. So according to this, 200,000 people live 3.34 million years longer or something. Super Don, did you figure this thing out? I know you had a little heads up on this before TMB could figure this out, but I just don't know how this math works.
I'm not much of a mathematician, but I think somebody pulled this number from where the sun doesn't shine, personally.
Yeah.
Because the numbers just don't seem right. 3.3 million years.
Yeah. It sounds Star Trekky. Maybe they pulled it out of their colorectal cancer cell.
The black hole?
The only thing I can think here, Ty, is that they do their meta-analyses, right? They review these things and they say, okay, we've got 14 drugs. These were given to X millions of patients. And we extended each of those lives by that number. Like you said, we don't know the parameters to say, was it 1 day, 3 days, 3 months? And, of course, there's no issue brought up regarding quality of life in any of those extensions. And, of course, it completely ignores studies that show doing nothing has a similar or sometimes better impact than doing what they say you should do regarding oncological intervention.
Well, I would say that they pulled this right straight out of planet Uranus. Using the Star Trek analogy. But, anytime that you have a calculation like this that is 3 million years, that's so big, and you're dealing with, hundreds of thousands of people and 14 new drugs, but they don't tell you how it was calculated, then that makes me think that they did pull it out of planet Uranus. Because if you have these astronomical numbers, they need to show you exactly how that 3 point whatever million years was calculated. And if they don't, it shows you that it may not have been calculated, that they may just be trying to use a bunch of big numbers and throw them all over the place and then get that number.
Let me just add that if in this article, what they're doing, they're also saying that they estimate that the dollar return on investment from federal funding is $125 for each year of life gained. So it seems to me what they're doing is they're trying to make sure that they continue to get federal funding by coming up with this weird number that's basically saying that because you guys are funding our research, we have actually made you money, right? We've made you $125 for the every year of life gained. So what's 125 times 3 million?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That they're right. They're using these numbers to justify the funding.
Right.
That's what's
right.
happening.
Well, here's a stat. Maybe you can make sense of this. On the low end, they're saying conservative estimate of 2 million years. Like, we've saved 2 million years of lives, right? Equivalent of giving about 3 years of extra life to every one of the estimated 600,000 Americans expected to die of cancer this year. But that's made up, because how many of those 600,000 Americans that have been diagnosed with cancer or being treated by now what's called allopathic oncology are actually having their lives extended by 3 years?
Well, and on the other side of the coin, how many of those that are being treated with allopathic oncology have had their lives shortened? That's the part of the equation that I don't think has been factored in, is because we know that chemotherapy causes secondary cancers. We know that chemotherapy actually induces the growth of cancer stem cells. So did the all-knowing, all-wise National Cancer Institute factor in the fact that we've got hundreds of thousands of people that are actually having their lives shortened when calculating this 3.3 million years or whatever it is? I don't think so.
No, they're playing fast and loose with the facts here, and ignoring a lot of the things we've covered for many years together. You've written about in Cancer Step Outside the Box, The Truth About Cancer, and, of course, covered with the documentary series. There's an interesting article by our friend Sarah G. At Green Med Info. He says, a failing chemotherapy paradigm now is looking to flaxseed for health. This is interesting.
Tell me more about it, because I don't have the article in front of me.
Well, I think it's a here you go. Studies title combined, this is getting technical here, combining doxorubicin with a phenolic extract from flaxseed oil, evaluation of the effect on two breast cancer cell lines. So they're actually doing studies to try and figure out why flaxseed has been recommended as a cancer treatment, for instance, in
well,
certain protocols.
Protocol.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
And so what are they saying, that they're combining it with doxorubicin?
They're doing it in combination with the conventional chemo drug doxorubicin.
Okay, got it. And what's the result? Is it improving the results with the chemo?
Well, in fact, I'm going to hold you over, because we got a whole hour together and we're up on our first break together, and we're going to review this a little bit more together, so you'll understand how they're looking to natural substances and foods to enhance the impact of chemo. But what we would recommend, perhaps as an option, is maybe you don't need the chemo at all and you go all in. But, well, we're not the NCI. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. TMB, RSB, and Super D together again, going outside the box on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up, robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride, so you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body, so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, TNT, I was just talking to a DMD, like a medical doctor dentist. I forget what the designation is. Like their IM.
Yeah. No, that's veterinarian.
Yeah, but DMD. It was DMD.
DMD, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, she had heard about us and got the book Unlock the Power to Heal, and I was talking to her and her staff about integrating silver into their dental practice, which they were so excited about, and she said she bought our book, and she read it cover to cover. She loves it. She's like, oh, my God, this has changed my life. I mean, this is a doctor. I love that we could put something so simple but so comprehensive out there that people are digging even to this day and even in the medical field.
I love that, man. And it is a good book. Not to toot our own horn, but so many books you get into, you get 500 pages long, and they're boring, and you don't even know where to start, and there's so much information. This is just like a nuts and bolts how to be healthy. It's awesome.
Yeah, and great historical perspective. I look back at that. It's like, I remember the project we did. It's like, wow, still doing well.
Yeah.
So anyway, fun, folks. Go get it. You can go to unlockthepowertoheal.com and get the ebook version or get the actual books shipped to you via BarnesandNobleBN.com or Amazon. Now, we were just talking about a study that looked at some extracts from flaxseed and combining it with a form of chemo for certain breast cancers because the drugs are failing. And in this report, the combination, they say this, and it's very technical, but maybe you could explain it, TMB. We report the data relating to the ability of this mixture, that is, some flax extract, however we talked about it, and chemo, to induce cytotoxicity and apoptosis, cell cycle modification, mitochondrial membrane depolarization, and activation of extrinsic and or intrinsic apoptotic pathway. So basically, without all the mumbo-jumbo and jargon, it actually enhanced the efficiency of whatever chemo was being used, so they had better results with flaxseed.
Yep. Yeah, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk a little bit about. Charlene and I went to this fundraiser here in Nashville last night. It's for a charity called Hope Song, and it's a cancer charity. And Ed Clay is the owner, and he's a great guy. He owns a hospital down in Tijuana called CHIPSA Hospital, C-H-I-P-S-A. And he was telling me about one of the protocols they use down there at their hospital. And they use IPTLD, which is insulin-potentiated low-dose chemo, targeted chemo. So it's very, very low dose, like a tenth of the dose. Doesn't cause the side effects, just kills the cancer cells, which if you're going to do chemo, do a targeted low dose like IPTLD. But he said that was a good protocol for him, but they were still seeing people that kind of slipped away at times from that. Now he said what they've done is they've increased the efficiency or effectiveness of that when they add a product called K3C. And what it is, it's vitamin C. It's intravenous vitamin C along with vitamin K3. And actually, maybe it's K2C. Vitamin. Mm-hmm. So it's vitamin K plus C intravenous along with IPTLD, and they're getting phenomenal results. So what can we deduce from this? We don't debate whether chemotherapy can actually kill cancer cells. So it does that pretty well, but it destroys the immune system. It's not targeted, and so you have this collateral damage. So by using these types of protocols that Ed's using down at that hospital and the protocol adding the flax to the chemo, what we're doing is able to make it more targeted, less side effects, and then it becomes a better treatment. And so I would submit that it's actually the natural substances like the flax or the vitamin C or the K or, you know, the other natural things that we're throwing in there that's actually doing the work, not the chemo. I think these are just things that are helping mitigate the damage of the chemo.
I agree with you completely, and it's kind of like when we've talked about the use of silver added to antibiotics, somehow engineered back into them because the antibiotics have totally failed, and suddenly they say the antibiotics work again. It's like, hello, they didn't work, you added silver, now they work? No, could you please acknowledge the truth? It's the silver, right? So
right.
We have a similar scenario playing itself out with the chemo world.
Yeah, and there's such a cognitive dissonance, especially with oncologists, about whether something else could possibly work. I don't think it was ever shown more clearly than when I interviewed the lady from Riga, Latvia, that was the Russian lady named Zoya that was sent home to die, 2 weeks left to live in St. Petersburg, Russia. She drove to Riga with her family. They carried her to the car. And a year later, she's completely well. After she was diagnosed with, you know, late stage 4, 2 weeks to live by her oncologist, she goes back to St. Petersburg after a year of treatment, walking again, totally healthy, and he says, no, it wasn't the rigor treatment that healed you. It was the delayed reactions from the chemotherapy that I gave you. It's like, okay, do we need to even say anything else at this point?
The dude's been smoking something, and it's not cannabis to make that claim, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Wow, incredible. All right, we're up on another break, folks. We got more with Ty Bollinger coming up. A great new article by our friend John Rappaport. Talking about World War II never ended. It's I.G. Farben's Demon Spawn, and they've declared war on all of Europe and perhaps all of the people of planet Earth. We'll explain after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the health world with my good friend Ty Bollinger. And Super D making it sound good. We got Ben on the board, 866-939-2355. Still probably got some deals going on at Epigenetic Labs. If you don't, haven't got your bone broth and all the other awesome products we use here, we'll have some announcements about that later in the month, into next month. That'll be very exciting for everybody. But in the meantime, we're going to continue talking about stuff here, and if you go to the show notes, there's a link to an article by my good friend, our good friend, John Rappaport, and he puts a historical perspective on things like nobody else. And this is an interesting story, TMB, because it goes to the roots of modern pharmakia, you know, the pharmacokinetics, all the things that are really rooted in sorcery thousands of years ago, modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience, and their domination of the people, or most of the people of planet Earth. And the headline reads, "Exposed, the pharmaceutical Nazi roots of the European Union." And he talked about World War II being continued on long after World War II supposedly ended by the pharmaceutical industry, setting the stage for a European Union that would be dominated by pharmaceutical interests.
You know, I love it. I wish I had had a chance to read it. I saw you send that over earlier today, and I know it's good with being written by our good friend John Rapoport, but yeah, that's one of the things that we covered in the Global Quest, is the fact that the pharmaceutical industry was instrumental in World War II, and they were instrumental in the concentration camps of World War II, which is something that I think really blew people away almost more than anything that was in Episode 1 of Global Quest, was the fact that, you know, we showed through interviews with Dr. Matthias Rath and certain documents that we have that prove that World War II was largely a result of pharmaceutical industry using slave labor to produce their chemicals, and then the concentration camps were a byproduct of big pharma.
Well, human experimentation there as well, which played itself out through the camps. Yeah.
Some of the human experimentation that went on from Mengele and others is so atrocious that it's hard to even describe. It's hard to even discuss something like that on the air. It's so horrible, the things that they did, not only to grown people, but to children as well.
Yeah, now one of the books that he references is called The Devil's Chemist by Josiah Dubois, who had traveled to Guatemala during the early years of World War II. And when he came back, he commented that as far as he could tell, Guatemala was a wholly owned subsidiary of Farben. So they had their roots all around the world, even into South America and Central America, these pharmaceutical industry. Of course, that was the starting point, and it was primarily, I think, three of the companies. We had Bayer, Hess, yeah, exactly. And then they were broken up, and everything, you can line it back to them. And a lot of the resources come through Matthias Rath, who you also featured, along with Alexandra Nidzwicki.
Yeah, Dr. Rath and Dr. Nidzwicki are really amazing, not only with their protocols, I mean, they're really amazing micronutrient protocols for cancer, but with their overall knowledge of history and how we got where we are. I mean, that was something that was really, that's kind of one of the things that's hard to understand when you, is how did we get here? You know, people don't understand, how could we have come this far? And they show that. They are both scholars of history.
Yes.
And once we understand how we got here, and how it all was, you know, began in World War II, and we see the way that it's kind of culminated with the pharmaceutical industry here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can see that there's definitely a logic to how we got here, and it makes a lot more sense.
Well, how we got here is fascinating, because if you don't understand it, that's why we wrote about the Flexner Report of 1910 and Unlock the Power to Heal, to give people context to say we didn't just wake up one day in a pharmaceutical church, you know, in violation of the First Amendment in America. But those of you in Britain that listen on UK Health Radio, good for you for Brexiting, because, you know, back in 1957, this former Nazi guy that was somehow cleansed of it or sanitized, he spoke to the European Commission. He says it has the full and unlimited power for all decisions related to the architecture of this European community. They were planning it right from the end of World War II. It was all designed to set up that United States of Europe, centralized bureaucracy and control pharmaceutical from above. There's a book that Nidzwicki and Matthias Rath, as well as Paul Anthony Taylor, wrote called The Nazi Roots of the Brussels EU. That is an important book, and if you go to the Rath Foundation, there's a place you can read it for relay-of-life.com, relay-of-life.com, and it's also linked up in the article there. So there's a lot of history that was hidden from all of us that if you go back and dig, you'll begin to understand these are not accidents that occur to lead to a pharmaceutical construct on the planet. Do we lose you, TMB?
No, here, man. I'm here.
Okay.
You know, Robert, it makes a lot of sense once you see the history. Right, and it's very logical. This is something that's been set up. There's definitely a method to the madness. It's not something that just happened.
Yeah.
And once you put all the pieces together, you see that this has been a planned consequence of all this that's happened over the last 100 years, and it's just coming to fruition now.
Yeah. And one of the most nefarious of the schemes of Big Pharma is to convince us all that we will not live unless we inject our babies and children with toxic environmental pollutants put into a syringe to supposedly alert their immune system in advance and protect them, which is the furthest thing from the truth. It's a big lie. There's some new vaccine stories we have coming out today. One relates to, well, both of them relate to contents, but one of them doesn't mention vaccines at all. Very purposeful omission, a sin of omission, and it relates to gelatin in vaccines causing allergic reactions. And that's not even the worst of these things, but we've heard of peanut allergies after vaccination. This one is direct response to the gelatin.
Who doesn't like Jell-O?
No, you don't inject Jell-O. That's the thing. You can eat it, but don't inject it.
Maybe they'll have Bill Cosby doing commercials for vaccines now, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a crossover you don't want. But they're obtaining it from cows and pigs. And this partially hydrolysis of collagen extracted by boiling these animal parts, then they act as a stabilizer, thickener, and texturer. It's also now being used, as I said, in certain vaccines as an ingredient in vaccines. Now, here's the story where you've got a major league sin of omission. And this relates to a heavy metal known as aluminium, as they say in Britain, or aluminum, as we say in here in America. And Natural Health 365 has this article. It says high levels of aluminum in 80% of the people tested for toxicity. But you'll never guess, Superdon and TMB, what they don't mention in all of the acknowledgement of where is this aluminum toxicity coming from, what do they fail to mention?
Oh, well, you know, that's an easy one. I'm sure they don't mention vaccines.
Yeah, the Superdon, it wasn't beer cans. Shut up with the beer cans. It was vaccines. No, it was that. Yeah, exactly. It's like, although, of course, Natural Health 365 knows this, but when they look at this in the analytical research and see 80% tested high, excessively high aluminum levels, you got to ask, where's it coming from? And we know that aluminum has become the new favorite adjuvant to aggravate, to hyperstimulate the immune system so that there's antibodies and titers produced, even though the hampering of the immune system via the injection of toxins will devastate you to the point where it doesn't matter that you can identify the so-called viral infectious agent. You won't be able to do anything about it, even if you can see it coming.
Well, and Robert, you're right. And we, in the truth about vaccines, I showed when I was there in the studio some paperwork that Sherry Tenpenny obtained from the Center for Biologics and Evaluation Research, the arm of the CDC. And they admit that the aggravation of the immune system by adjuvants that produce an antibody response has nothing to do with protecting us from disease. So, you know, it's like we're being sold, it's like a bait and switch. We're being told that vaccines are safe and effective. They're effective because they produce an antibody response with all these aluminum-type adjuvants and other adjuvants. But we're not told that the antibody response does not protect us from disease. So that's kind of like the old bait and switch, the logical fallacy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the 3.3 million years that we've saved. You know, all the lives that we've saved, right? All the people that didn't die. How do you know they wouldn't die? It's a not a provable hypothesis or not a falsifiable hypothesis. If you come out with those statements, then they become public relations quotes, right? To promote an agenda, to have Scott Pelley at the level of the mainstream evening news basically lull you into a sense of passivity where you go, well, vaccines are safe and effective. They've saved millions of lives. The science is settled. And, of course, your brain is done just from that level of hypnosis. But if you add to that the oxidative stress and inflammation due to aluminum injected in you, you've got no chance. You've got no fighting chance to begin with.
No. You don't. And talking about the mainstream media, that just reminded me. Did you see the article or the expose on CNN the last couple of days that they were bringing in their own quote Muslim extremists to protest behind the reporter?
Oh that? Yes, yeah, I saw more fake news from CNN. You can count on them.
Oh yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, that takes me back, Robert, to a really good time we had several, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Remember when we were in Atlanta and we were touring CNN? And we got to one of the media rooms, and so Robert Scott Bell says to the tour guide, "Is this where y'all faked the footage in the Iraqi war?"
Oh, I forgot that. They didn't throw us out, did they?
No. As a matter of fact, the tour guide, and he was just a young kid. He probably wasn't even alive
yeah.
when that happened. if I remember right, you explained a little bit about what happened to him. He seemed pretty interested, actually.
Yeah, thankfully the ghost of Ted Turner, who I think is still alive, didn't come and attack us either. We made it out of there alive, and we had some funny pictures with the American Cancer Society in the background, too. We made snarly faces because it's not a happy place to be. But, yeah, no, this is the thing about the mainstream media, folks. If you're still paying attention as if it's relating to you, facts, much less truths as they relate them, you're being directed into an arena where, you know, you're being set up for slaughter.
Yeah. I mean, just so people that don't know the story, CNN was busted hardcore faking footage during the Iraqi war on a green screen. And they actually were supposed to have embedded reporters there that were literally in a studio on a green screen acting like they were there. So, you know, trust but verify, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Of course, you know, even as we know, from time to time, Fox News tends to have a little better reporting on things. It doesn't mean we blindly rely upon anything that they say either. The point is we can utilize our cognitive capacity because we've detoxed. Remember the truth about detox, right, folks? I hope you learned about it. And by the way, I just got the truth about vaccines shipped to me, TMB. Thank you for my copy of that. It was really terrific.
Awesome, brother. Awesome.
All right, when we come back from this break, TMB is done with his sushi. He's got his kids, the world's greatest dad. He's awesome. We're going to wrap it up here as we go outside the box even further. If that's at all possible, perhaps Super Don will add some helium into the mix.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster. With the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always a great time with Ty Bollinger here. We go outside the box each and every Wednesday. Those of you listening live, if we're archived, hey, stuff never goes bad. It's great stuff. By the way, found more details on the Cancer Prevention Convention. TMB and Charlene and family will all be there. And that's going to be basically Detroit area. And it's the 27th of August, a Sunday, full day. I'll probably be broadcasting live that day as well. In addition to lecturing, and rumor has it, Tony Jimenez is going to be there, maybe Doc Newsom, Dr. Daryl Wolf. I mean, they got just a lineup that's incredible. I've heard Annie Brandt from Best Answer for Cancer. So there's an opportunity, folks, we know. Stand by. Within a week or two, we may be announcing tickets available for the Truth About Cancer Live, TTAC Live Orlando, and that's the first weekend of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in October of 2017. So that's got coming up. Now, when we say raise your glass, right? So you know, a lot of weddings in May and June. Hopefully there's no diet soda in that glass, because if you're thinking newlyweds about having kids, and especially you ladies, if you're pregnant and you're drinking diet soda, big news is coming out. Although we've covered it before, it's coming out again June 6th. This just came out, was it yesterday or today? I can't imagine. This is very recent. Drinking diet soda during pregnancy ensures that your child is much more likely to be obese by the age of 7.
Wow. Did they? I have some theory on why that might be, but did they elaborate in there as to why that might be?
Well, they analyzed the data out of Denmark, and they found 900 pregnant women that took part in this thing as Danish National Birth cohort, and they added the questionnaire, and they kind of tried to analyze this thing, and they said there was a 60% increased likelihood of having fat kids by the age of 7. But they don't say why. Did we lose TMB? Oh, good Lord, Ben. I know we only got a couple of minutes left if you can reconnect with him. Okay, thanks. Yeah, let me know. But, yeah, they don't say exactly what was happening. They just suggest that these artificially sweetened beverages during pregnancy are not likely to be any better at reducing the risk for later childhood obesity than sugar-sweetened beverages. Well, you think? Because these are toxic poisons. And we've talked about aspartame in specific over the many years. breaking down at 86 degrees Fahrenheit into subcomponents, including methanol, which is a wood alcohol, formaldehyde, formic acid, which is the equivalent to ant sting poison, that stuff that makes a very painful bite, as well as DKP, which causes brain tumors. So,
all right, I'm back.
Oh, TMB. So anyway, they didn't say the method of action. They just say, oh, well, it doesn't seem to be any better than sugared beverages during pregnancy.
Well, here's my theory, is that we know that aspartame interferes with the uptake of leptin. And so, in other words, people that eat aspartame or drink aspartame, they don't get that sense of being satisfied. It interferes with that satiety response. So my theory is that potentially that's what happens in their child as well. If the child's exposed to aspartame in utero, is that it messes up with that satiety response, so they tend to overeat. I don't know. That's just a theory.
Yeah, we've talked about certain brain chemicals being altered by the consumption of diet sodas. And yes, indeed, that they're signaling for satiety, as you say. You're full. Your body gets a message. It's full. You don't need to keep eating. And if that's corrupted, you really don't know when to stop. Now, if we add to that mix that pregnant moms who are willing to drink diet sodas are probably feeding toxic food to their kids, wouldn't that be a reasonable assumption?
Yeah, that'd be a reasonable assumption, too. So you couple the lack of a satiety response, in other words, overeating potentially in children, with overeating junk food, and that's just it's a recipe for disaster when it comes to obesity. You know,
yeah.
But I bet you if they wrote an article about it, they wouldn't mention the fact that overeating can lead to obesity, much like they left out aluminum in vaccines can lead to aluminum toxicity in people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, these are sins of omission, and that means, like I've said before, a half-truth is a whole lie. And so when you read the mainstream media, this is part of our job here, I believe, TMB, is helping folks to see these stories in a different light, so that you go deep below the words that are printed out or the droning sounds of Scott Pelley in the mainstream media, so that you're not victimized by what they're not telling you.
I think so, too. I mean, that's just get the truth out there to people, and usually they're smart enough to catch on, I think.
All right, beautiful. Well, there's another great outside-the-box edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger. Everybody check it out. Stay tuned for announcements about the Truth About Cancer Live 2017 in Orlando, early October. Tickets will go on sale soon. And we'll have some other cool announcements with TMB here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, along with Super D. TMB, tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
Before you got to go, you need to know that the power to heal is yours.
Yeah.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.